too high. No, you feel defeated. Know that God keeps His promise. Tell that mountain just how big your God
my Glory to God. Let's flip over to 112.
Praise
Amen.
The
Aren't
Lord.
You glad you can have the assurance
Amen.
That no matter what you go through,
That's right.
it can be well with your soul tonight.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Thank you.
Is it well with your soul tonight?
Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. If you're here tonight and you're going through some kind of a battle or trial, I want you to know that He knows your name tonight.
Hallelujah.
He knows right where you're at. He knows what you're going through. And He wants to come by and He wants to touch you tonight and help you tonight. Hallelujah. Praise God. Let's sing that chorus. He knows my name.
Every step that I take, every move that I make, every tear that I cry, He knows my name. I'm overwhelmed by the pain, can't see the light of day. I know I will just every step that I take, every move that I make, every tear that I cry, He knows my name. I'm overwhelmed by the pain, I can't see the light of day, I know I'll be just fine. He knows my name. Hallelujah. Give Him praise tonight. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. God, you know all about us, Lord. You know. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. I thank you. Praise you, God. Praise you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He knows my name, every step that I take, every move that I make, every tear that I cry. He knows my name, I'm overwhelmed by the pain, I can't see the light of day, I know I'll be just fine, 'cause He knows my name. Oh, thank you, Lord, that you know all about it, Lord. God, you know all about it, Lord Jesus. God, I thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, God. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise God, when our world seems to be out of control, chaos seems to be ensuing in our life. Amen. We feel like God's far, far away from us. And it's out even out of the hands of God. But I want you to know, amen, God is on top of things. Amen. God has never let it get out of His control. He is on top of things. Amen. He's on top of things in your life tonight. Amen. This may be something that you feel like there's no answer to, but God already has it under control. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. One more time, lift your hands and worship Him. Give the Lord praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Praise God. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord God. I thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God, praise God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise God, praise the Lord. You can be seated if you'd like. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Wonderful presence of the Lord here tonight. And I feel like the Lord wants to talk to somebody's heart this evening before you leave this place. The Lord would like to help you. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. The Lord could help you. The Lord could talk to your heart tonight. You could leave here with an answer. You could leave here with something big, different. Change taking place. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Don't have to, like we sing oftentimes, you don't have to leave here like you came in Jesus' name. But you can leave changed. You can leave touched. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Sister April, did I hear you practicing There Is a Remedy this morning? What was that? Did I hear that? Why don't you come and get ready to sing that? I don't know if did Kimmy play that? I don't know, however you had it worked out. If you don't mind, to come and get ready to sing it, okay? Brother Ryan, it's good to have you home. Okay? That wonderful four-letter word, home.
Praise the Lord. Amen.
All right? It's good to have you home. And, you know, the last of the wandering children has arrived. And now, man, I'll tell you what, that break stretched out for a while, brother, it seemed like. But good to have you. Stand and testify. Tell us the good thing the Lord has done for you while you're at your other place.
Sure it does, Brother Ryan. Right. Amen. That's right. Praise the Lord.
Amen. This is a song that we sang in chapel today, and so it's Kimmy's working on it. She's still learning it. She's still trying to get it all polished up and all nice. And so it's a little bit low, so y'all just bear with us. Child in need of faith, for the homeless and forsaken, for the hungry and the cold, and for the prisoner and the captive, for the young and for the old, there is a remedy. For the sick soul, there is a cure for all the pain. Problems deep inside, there is a remedy, and His name is Jesus Christ. For the bitter, for the lonely, for the weary and afraid, for the burdened and frustrated, the discouraged and dismayed, for the mocked and persecuted, for the battered, for the wrong, for the scarred and for the wounded, for the weak and for the strong. Problems deep inside, there is a remedy, and his name is Jesus Christ. There is a remedy for every sin sick soul. There is a cure for all the pain and hurt and wrong. There is a solution for all the problems. Every sin sick soul, there is a cure for all. For all the pain and hurt and wrong, there is a solution. For all the problems deep inside, there is a remedy, and his name is Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God.
I believe in a solution. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank God for a remedy to all of the life's problems, to all the things that we deal with and that we battle in our life. There is a remedy. There is a solution. Hallelujah. Amen. I hope the Lord helps me tonight, because I feel like the Lord wants to touch somebody's heart and share with somebody, all right, tonight. We're going to be looking in the book of Psalms, chapter 49. Psalms 49. Hallelujah. Praise God. Psalms 49:1. Bless your heart. Psalms 49:1. Hear this, all ye people. Give ear, all ye inhabitants of the world, both low and high, rich and poor together. My mouth shall speak of wisdom, and the meditation of my heart shall be of understanding. I will incline mine ear to a parable. I will open my dark saying upon the harp. Notice verse 4. I will incline mine ear to a parable. I will open my dark saying upon the harp. What I want to talk to you tonight is dark words. Dark words. Words that are dark. And if you look at that right there, and if you do your Strong's, and you look at that, the word for dark saying. Dark saying. It means it's a word used for a riddle. You go back into the book of Judges where Samson, and there was a riddle that was given. That's the word that was used there, a riddle, a conundrum, or a puzzle. Really, basically what it's meaning is something that you don't have an answer to, something that you don't understand. All right? Something that you don't have an answer to, and something that you do not understand. I think that for every one of us, we go through life and there are things that we do not understand. Amen. Right. There are things that we encounter in our life that we do not have an answer to. And we've questioned God, and we've tested God. And sometimes even probably at the point of being angry with God, because we do not understand. There's things that happen in life and things that happen in each and every one of our lives that we aren't going to have the answer to. God is not responsible to make sure that we have the answer to all of life's riddles, to all of the dark words of life. He is not responsible to give us all of the answers. You will always, going forward from this day, you will always, every one of us, there always will be dark words. Things that we do not understand. Things that we do not have an answer to. If for some reason the good Lord shows us a few things along the way, praise the Lord. But for most of us, it's been my experience, and I'm sure it's been yours, that you find that you have more questions than you do answers. You've gone through life, and it seems like you have had one riddle after another. David is writing a psalm, and in the introduction of that psalm, he tries to tell them, I'm going to open up these riddles, these dark words. I'm going to open them up upon my harp. Interesting. Interesting. The harp. That harp, the harp, when you find it and follow it through the scripture, most often it's a source of worship. It's a source of worship to God and praise to God and singing before the Lord. It's the harp that is before the throne of God and played before the throne of God. It was David's harp that he played before Saul that soothed the evil spirit and brought a sweet spirit of the presence of God upon Saul and gave him relief from his torment. It was the harp that was figuratively hung upon a willow tree when the people of Israel were in a far land and had been carried away captivity. And when they were asked of them a song, they said, how can we sing in this foreign, distant land? How can we sing? How can we worship God when we're not at the temple? When we're far away from God? When we're not in a place where we can worship Him? That harp symbolizes worship. Praise to the Lord. Amen. Sometimes, and I don't want to get ahead of myself, but sometimes the only answer we are going to find is in our harp. Dark words. Dark words. The riddle. The conundrum. The puzzle. The thing that has left us scratching our head. The thing that has left us bewildered and without an answer. For example, when I read the scripture and I believe the word of God, but there are things about divine existence that I don't understand. Things about God and God's eternal existence that I cannot put my mind around. I cannot grasp it. It is too big. It is too great that I myself cannot get my head around it. Amen. That I can grasp it and that I can understand the divine, eternal existence of God. It's beyond what I can understand. It's beyond what I can understand. When I read the scripture and I read about creation and a divine creation, how that God spoke everything into existence, I believe it. I believe it with all of my heart, but I can't understand it. I can't understand it. I can't understand such great power.
I cannot get a hold of, and I cannot grasp that there is a God that has such great power that he can speak the worlds into existence and that he can create all that we enjoy and all that we do and all that we have. How can I can't understand it. It's beyond me. And when I sit and ponder upon it, amen, I'm at a loss to try to figure it all out. But I know it's real. I know it's true. I have faith in the word of God. Man. You know, I don't understand life, sin, and the attraction of sin and the allurement of sin and the strength and the power of sin. I tell you, I don't understand it. I can't understand that, but you know what? I can't understand. I can't even put my mind around, amen, how that Jesus' blood dying on a cross, amen, could wash away and break us from that great power of sin and set us free from the great power of sin. I may not be able to understand it all, and I may not have all the answers to the questions that you might have tonight, but I know, I believe it with all of my heart. I've experienced and I know it to be true, and I know it to be real. Amen, but I know this, amen, that when I come into the presence of an almighty God and I begin to worship him and I begin to sing and I begin to lift my voice and I begin to praise and glorify God, amen, there's something inside of me, amen, that gets in tune with God, amen, that gets in line with God, amen, and I realize, amen, that he's the God of the universe. He's the eternal God. He's the God of all power, a God that has power to create, a God that has power to destroy and to bring judgment, amen, but a God that can set me free from the power of sin. Hallelujah. Praise God. I don't understand it all, amen, but oh, when I come to the presence of God, amen, I sing those songs. My sin, not how's that go? Oh, the bliss of this glorious thought. My sin, not in part, but the whole, has been nailed to the cross, and I bear it no more. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Oh, my soul. When I think of it, think about that. Oh, the bliss. When you think about that, he's singing about that, about the rest that he has in his soul and the peace that he has in his soul and that it is all well with his soul. And when he gets to that verse, he says, oh, the bliss. Oh, the bliss of this glorious thought. Amen. My sin. Oh, the bliss of the glorious thought. Amen, that my sin, not in part, but the whole, has been nailed to the cross. Amen, I don't understand it. Amen, I can't get my mind around it all. Amen, but I know the joy, and I know the peace, and I know the satisfaction that I have because my sins have been nailed to the cross. Amen, I don't understand it. I don't understand it. There's a lot of questions. Maybe you've got questions. Man, when I think about the end of time, and I think of from where we are right now for eternity, through eternity. Tell you what, there's a lot of things I don't understand. A lot of things I don't understand. Amen, I hope that I'm here for the rapture so that I can, amen, go to meet the Lord in the air. Because I think that's going to be amazing to be part, you know. Wouldn't that be amazing? Wow. I don't understand it. I don't understand how that's going to happen. But I believe it. I understand it. Amen. I don't understand what, you know, eternity, worshiping God around the throne of God. I can't imagine all of that, and it's beyond what I can grasp and put my little head around and put it all in there. I just can't do it. It's beyond me. I can't figure out all the tribulation. I mean, seven seals, seven trumpets. I mean, come on. We all, seven vials, all of that, I can't grasp it all. I can't get a hold of it all. Amen. But I do know that my Lord and my Savior, my God, I know He's real. I know His word is true. And I rest upon that. And I put my faith in that. And I know that He's coming soon. And I know that He's going to come and take His people away. Amen. I can rest in that. And I can believe that. Amen. There's so much I don't understand. And you don't either. Amen. But oh, put your faith and your trust in the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Man, I can't understand all the dark sayings, all the dark words. All the dark words. I don't understand the providence of God. This may be where you're at. Because I don't understand God's providence. Why He allows certain things to happen. I don't understand. Why God allows for certain things to happen. In your life, my life, and people we know. I don't understand it. I've had people ask me, why would a God, a loving God of heaven, allow for a little child, an innocent child, to be sick, to cancer or some disease, and fight that and be suffer through that and then die? I don't understand that. That's those riddles. That's those conundrums. That's those puzzles that I can't get my head around. I don't have an answer for that. It's like a riddle to me. It's the dark words. I don't understand why there's some things that's had to happen in my life and some things that has had to happen in your life. Some things that you've had to go through that maybe nobody else seems to have to go through. Things that have happened to you at a young age that now you carry the scars with for all of your life. I don't understand those things. And maybe you question God and you battle back and forth with the dark words and all of that type of stuff. But I know this, amen, that my God holds every day of my life in the palm of His hand. I know that my God is in control of every moment. He's in control of every breath that I breathe. He's in control of every step that I take. He knows when I get up in the morning. He knows when I lay my head down at night. He knows everything I'm going through. He knows my yesterday from my tomorrow. He knows it all, church. Amen. I don't understand it, but I know who holds tomorrow. Hallelujah. And in all the providence of God, and all that I see, I never have had to question this, that God loves me. That God loves me. And you do not have to question either the love of God. Amen. We may have a question about why. Why, Lord? I don't understand. I don't have I don't see the reason. This riddle is beyond me. And I don't know the answer to life's questions, Lord. Amen. You may not know that. But one thing you should know is that God loves you with an everlasting love. Amen. And He's concerned about you. And He does know your name. He does. Amen. When dark words, I don't understand it all. The providence of God, I don't understand. I don't understand why Sister Lana Holden has to go through cancer for a second time. Brain surgery for a second time. I don't understand that, Lord. I don't understand that. I don't know why that Sister Wilma Brim had to be afflicted with Parkinson's over 30 years ago. I don't understand that. Why she's had to live so much of her life with Parkinson's disease. I don't understand why somebody, a man of God like Brother Mike Holden, slipped off into eternity. I don't understand all that. I don't have the answer. It's the providence of God. I don't know why you're going through the trial you're going through and the things that's happening in your life and the things that's going on right now. I don't understand the suffering of this life. Man, if I was God. I think me and Sister April were talking about that the day at school. You know, she said, oh, it's a good thing I'm not God.
And it is. Amen. Right, high school students, it's so good that Sister April's not God. But, you know, if I was God, there's some people I'd say, I'm not going to make them suffer. Right? I'm not going to have them suffer. I'm going to give them a life of ease. I don't understand. I've seen great men of God and great women of God and then be afflicted with sickness after sickness and after sickness. I don't understand. That's one of the dark words of life. And that's some of the dark things of life, and we don't have an answer to that. And we may not have an answer until we get to eternity. We may not have an answer to that, but I do know this, amen, that in the midst of my suffering, amen, that there are the promises of God that I can hold on to. I can hold on to the promise that he said he would not put more on me than I could bear. I can hold on to the promise that with the temptation, he will also make a way of escape. Amen, I can hold on to the promise of God, and I can carry that through, amen, all of the suffering of this life. Amen, I don't know, amen, what your thorn may be. Amen. But Paul said, amen, he had found that God's grace was sufficient. Hallelujah. Suffering. And death. I don't understand. This is one of some of the dark words. I've attended funerals where I understood why they died. I understood. They were 90 years old. They lived a full, good life. I understand that. I understand passing away because of old age. Right? But things that I don't understand about dying is those children, those young people. I don't understand. I don't understand. They say that if you take a harp and you put it in the room, in a room with another harp, and you go to one harp and you pluck a string or even hit a chord, that eventually the other harp will start playing the exact same string in the exact same chord. That the vibrations from that one harp will eventually affect the other harp, and it will start playing the same note and the same chord. See, I don't understand, but I do know that when I come into the presence of God, yeah, amen, that when I worship him and when I glorify him, amen. And suddenly it seems like my spirit gets in tune with God. Amen. Suddenly, amen, the vibrations of heaven, amen, begins to touch the depths of my spirit. Man, I may not have the answer. Amen. But I realize now that I'm in harmony and I'm in tune with God. Amen. And that God knows right where I'm at. Amen. That God is in touch with my life. And God has not forsaken me. Amen. And when you come into the house of God, church, amen, you may come in with all of your questions and very few answers. Amen. You may come in when facing all the riddles of your life. Amen. But when the Spirit of God talks to your heart, amen, you feel something there. You feel something touch your life. You feel like the Holy Spirit, amen, is reaching down and plucking the strings of your life. Amen. Because now, amen, you've got in tune with the Almighty God. Amen. And now you realize, God, you are working in my life. And God, all things will work together for good to them that love God and are called according to his purpose. God, I just need to trust you. God, I just need to put it into your hands, Lord, and know that everything's going to be all right if I can trust you with it, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Sometimes when I don't understand, I go to the Word of God. Even as I read the Bible, amen, and as I turn the pages, it's like hitting the strings of a harp.
Amen. And as I read the Word of God, eventually, amen, the Spirit of God starts speaking to my heart. And things that I had not seen and things that I did not recognize before suddenly begin to be revealed to me. And God begins to bring peace to my heart and to my life. I don't have an answer, amen, but I do feel the peace of God in my heart and in my soul. Amen. Sometimes I go to prayer with answers, amen, dealing with the riddles of my life. Amen. But I don't have an answer. But as I pray, amen, the Holy Spirit begins to come down. And the Holy Ghost begins to speak to my heart. And then I find myself in tune with God. And I realize, Lord, that you're still working in my life. That you've never left me and never forsaken me. Amen. When I get into the house of the Lord. Amen. I was glad when they said, let us go into the house of the Lord. Amen. I was glad. Hallelujah. Because there, I found peace. Found the peace. Hallelujah. No wonder Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane began to pray the Psalms. He began to pray the Psalms. I wonder when he didn't have all the answers in that moment of anguish, right? But he found peace with God. What about Paul, Silas, in a jail? They'd been beaten. Lord, why are you letting this happen to me? Lord, why do I have to go through this? I'm a preacher of the gospel. Lord, why do I have to go through this? This is not right. It's not fair. You ever heard that one? It's not fair. It's not right. Amen. But they begin to sing and praise God and give glory to the Lord. Amen. And it seems like the harp of God started hitting the same note. Amen. And there was a major vibration that took place that it began to shake the entire jailhouse. Amen. And guess what? I think when Paul and Silas left the Philippian jailer's home, they didn't have any questions. They knew the answer to the riddle. Now I know why you put me in a prison, Lord. Now I know why I had to be beaten. Now I know why I had to endure all that. Hallelujah. Are you here tonight and you don't have the answer? Are you puzzled? Are you full of dark words? I'd love for the Holy Spirit to talk to you tonight. Maybe you'll get an answer, but chances are all you'll feel is the vibrations of heaven striking a chord in your heart that lets you know it's all right. That's all right. You're in tune with me. Hallelujah. Stand with me if you would. Seemed like from the very first psalm tonight that the Lord's talking to you. That the Lord is talking to you. Trying to let you know that, hey, what you're going through today, he's very well aware of. The mountain that you can't seem to understand, amen, realize, man, your God's bigger. You don't understand why you're dealing with some of the things you're dealing with in your life, why you're at the stage that you're at right now. Why you're going through some things that are the hardest things in the world that you've ever had to deal with before in your life. You say, why, Lord? Why? I tried to do it right. I tried to be obedient. I tried to serve you. And now, Lord, I'm faced with this riddle of my life, and I don't have an answer. Hallelujah. Could you just break out your harp? Amen. And lift your voice. Amen. And start worshiping Him. Hallelujah. Just start worshiping God. Just start praising Him. Hallelujah. Lord, I don't understand, God. Lord, I'm without an answer right now. God, my life, God, is one riddle, and I just don't know. Lord, how do I handle this? Amen. Throw your heart up in the air. Amen. Open up your life and your heart to God. Say, Lord, I need you, Lord Jesus. Begin to talk to God. Begin to worship God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise God, hallelujah. With our heads bowed tonight. And are you here tonight? And you say, Brother David, amen. I feel like I'm in the middle of a riddle, and I don't know the answer. Would you slip your hand up? That's where I'm at, Brother David. I feel like my life is a riddle, and I don't have the answer. Hallelujah. But I can tell you, God knows. God knows. Somebody here tonight that lift their hands, say, Brother David, there's some questions that I don't understand. Some things about this life that I'm going through, I don't understand. I don't understand. Hallelujah. All you gotta do is lift your hand and say, Brother David, would you pray with me tonight? Pray with me tonight. God bless you. Anybody else? Bless you. Yes, God. Amen. As we come to the altar tonight, amen, don't come, amen, just seeking for an answer. But why not just come, amen, and see and make sure if you can get in tune with heaven tonight, that if you can get your spirit in tune with God, you can worship Him and praise Him, amen, and feel the presence of God and feel, amen, the confirmation of His promises in your life. Hallelujah. Would you come right now, church? Amen. Let's come if we would. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.